From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President Trump is calling for Russia to rejoin the G7 summit. Russia was kicked out of the group after it annexed Crimea from the Ukraine. That is just one more source of tension and drama for the summit that will get started soon in Canada. President Trump has already exchanged testy tweets with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and French President Emmanuel Macron over the U.S. pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal and over U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel. But even this is not where the drama stops at the G7 summit. There's also plenty of behind-the-scenes maneuvering by businesses and trade groups, both in Canada and the U.S., Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The American Chamber of Commerce in Canada, known as AmCham Canada, has been lobbying nonstop on trade. Even at NAFTA meetings, its representatives delivering this message.
The less restrictions, the better.
That's John Dunn, a former co-chair of AmCham's Quebec chapter. He says they represent smaller businesses that need to be able to ship things freely across the border.
We're trying to make the politicians realize, okay, guys, you know, this is affecting not just the big players, but everybody.
Some bigger companies are represented by groups like the National Retail Federation. It spent about $500,000 this year lobbying on NAFTA issues and against President Trump's tariffs. Lobbyist David French says they've met with officials at the White House and Commerce Department and members of Congress.
Talking to House and Senate leadership, and many of them privately share a lot of our frustration with the direction of these very disruptive negotiating tactics.
French says the National Retail Federation has endorsed legislation that would give Congress a say on presidential tariffs. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.